From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. presidential candidates Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump did not hold back against each other during speeches given at an annual charity dinner in New York Thursday night. At times trading in the traditional self-deprecating humor for more pointed attacks, Trump dominated the headlines leading up to the event, revealing his latest approach to the November 8th election.
That I will totally accept the results of this great and historic presidential election if I win.
But during Wednesday's debate, Trump said he would not immediately accept the results of the election, prompting President Barack Obama to tell voters in Florida Thursday that Trump's casting doubt on the legitimacy of the election is not helpful.
That is not a joking matter. No. I want everybody to pay attention here. That is dangerous, because when you try to sow the seeds of doubt in people's minds about the legitimacy of our elections, that undermines our democracy. Then you're doing the work of our adversaries for them.
Widespread election fraud has been extremely rare in the U.S. politics in modern times. Both candidates are heading into the final stretch of the campaign. Iraq's Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi says the operation to retake Mosul from the Islamic State is going much faster than expected. Al-Abadi spoke in Paris, where foreign ministers from Western and Middle Eastern nations have been meeting to discuss how to restore peace and stability once the Islamic State group is ousted from Mosul. Meanwhile, the Pentagon announced that a U.S. service member was killed in a blast in northern Iraq, but it was unclear if the incident was directly linked to the Mosul operation.